This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you have the music service Spotify and you want to listen to the new Jason Derulo hit featuring Snoop Dogg called Wiggle, all you have to do is type Wiggle into the search box, and when it comes up, you press play, and that's all there is to it. The song Wiggle starts playing, complete with semi-risque lyrics like, "You know what to do with that big fat butt, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle," and this one, "Patty cake with no hands, got me in this club making wedding plans," which manages to be both pro-twerking and old-fashioned, and you can't really complain anyway because you're the one who has to hear it. The problem is when it's over, you get to hear another song called Wiggle, although this time it's Wiggle with an exclamation point, from a children's album called Music Together, which actually makes sense because the search engine on Spotify delivers what you asked for, but probably isn't exactly what the parents who searched for Wiggle with an exclam wanted to hear, or for that matter, what the people who searched for Wiggle without an exclam wanted to hear after Jason Derulo, featuring Snoop Dogg, were done praising the undulations of their lady love. What we have then is a problem called audience flow, and it's sort of a throwback issue from a time when audiences really did sit and watch or listen to a carefully assembled series of things, TV shows, pop hits, that sort of stuff, and the whole trick was then, whatever you do, don't break the spell. One top 40 hit had to blend effortlessly into another, or you'd jar the listener, and he or she would suddenly notice that the radio was on, and the fear was, be inspired to change the channel. In television, the key was to group similar things together. Family sitcoms flowed into adult sitcoms, which flowed into cop shows or dramas, and what you wanted was a smooth transition between them all, so that the viewer would forget about that handy remote control just so close, just over there, and start to flip around. Networks would agonize over these kinds of things. You can't put a multi-camera comedy up next to a single-camera comedy, they'd say, or the viewer will start flipping. You can't do relationship drama at 9 and action drama at 10, or you can't do gritty procedural cop shows at 9 and nighttime soaps at 10. You can't do was pretty much how programmers thought for years, and some still do, and they may be right, although it's hard to imagine a TV viewer these days who doesn't graze around the dial looking for something else. I know people who do most of their TV watching in the small screen in the upper left corner of the TV set because what they really want to do is scroll through the grid looking for something else. And an ever-increasing portion of the TV audience decides what to watch by scrolling through the list of what they've already recorded. There is no more audience flow. In other words, the audience doesn't drift. They actively paddle to what they want. They don't need network programmers to group choices together to create seamless and non-jarring sequences. The audiences do it themselves. They compile shows to watch, playlists to listen to. They create Pandora stations that deliver music that adheres to a specific profile. They get Netflix recommendations and Amazon You May Likes. They never have to move out of their chosen and tailored zone of entertainment. Unless, of course, they search for Wiggle, in which case the audience is surprised. And that may not be an altogether bad thing. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will try to find a channel for KCRW. This is Rob Long.